Hi, this is Nicholas Newport, and welcome to Lucidology 101, how to trick your body into falling asleep to quickly start having lots of OBEs and lucid dreams without using any visualizations. Here in part 6, we'll find out how to avoid the number one mistake that almost everybody new to OBEs makes, and we'll find out how to use the sun to optimize your brain chemistry for lucid dreams. Plus, we'll cover the one OBE induction that I would use if I was not allowed to use any others. Here's a mistake that I see almost everybody make. This is really not their fault because most books on OBEs are actually telling people to make this mistake. A lot of times, people will ask for advice in forums about how to do OBEs. The posts often start with something like, "Last night I went to bed to do an OBE." At this point, they've actually already made the cardinal OBE mistake. The mistake is, don't do your OBE attempts at night, like most books say. Instead, do them in the early morning. This is because optimal OBE brain chemistry is all about your body's circadian rhythm. I've had literally thousands of OBEs in the early morning. I've had fewer than 10 at night. The two main chemicals involved here are serotonin and melatonin. Serotonin is your on switch and helps you stay alert and lucid. It's a feel-good neurotransmitter, which helps your brain's neurons transmit signals more freely. Your body uses serotonin to make melatonin, which is your off switch and helps you relax. It tells your body to shut down for sleep and begin repairing. Melatonin stimulates the immune system. It's also associated with anti-aging and the human growth hormone, and it's an antioxidant. Serotonin is made when your body is exposed to light. Melatonin is made from serotonin at night in the dark. Melatonin breaks down under light. This creates the melatonin circadian rhythm. At nighttime, you have very little melatonin. It starts increasing around dusk and peaks at around 2 to 4 a.m. It then breaks down again at dawn. The other secret ingredient is the fight or flight hormone called cortisol. Cortisol is depleted throughout the day, but then surges back in the early morning in preparation to wake you up. The interplay between cortisol and melatonin creates the ideal sweet spot for OBEs in the early morning. This sweet spot is between 4 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. During the sweet spot, relaxation is easy because of relatively high melatonin levels, and you've been relaxed for several hours during sleep. Alertness is easy because cortisol brings with it a rush of two other stimulants called epinephrine and norepinephrine. These stimulants are meant to help wake you up, but you can use them for dream alertness instead. Bedtime is the single worst time of all for OBEs because your brain chemistry is geared for the opposite of lucidity at that point. Instead, it's geared for zonking out, which is what always happens in the questions I see in forums. At bedtime, you're low on cortisol and melatonin. By the time you've relaxed enough to fall asleep, your cortisol levels are so low that you have virtually no chance of regaining lucidity. So if that's the wrong way to do it, what's the right way to do it? Well, if there was only one method that I could use, this is the one. It's called Wake Back to Bed, and it was invented by former NASA engineer Dr. Albert Taylor. He's also the author of an excellent book called Soul Traveler, which I definitely recommend everyone reading. Here's how Wake Back to Bed works. You get up in the early morning during the OBE sweet spot. You then stay awake for a period of time and then go back to sleep. Use the sleep paralysis methods we covered earlier, and you'll likely have spontaneous OBEs and lucid dreams. We'll use Wake Back to Bed as the foundation for an even more advanced induction later on called the Timer Method. The reason Wake Back to Bed works so well is because of the fundamental theorem of sleep paralysis. If you wake up and fall asleep in the early morning, you're pretty much begging for sleep paralysis and spontaneous lucid dreams. In fact, before I knew anything at all about OBEs, I used to have waking paralysis episodes all the time and I didn't know why. It was really frustrating to wake up and not be able to move. I later realized that it was because I was not sleeping well and was waking up for a few minutes and then going back to sleep without moving. That caused the paralysis, and it's the basis for pretty much all of our other induction tricks. So how do you improve on wake back to bed? The immediate answer is to tweak the amount of time you stay awake before going back to sleep again. You have two options. The first is to stay up for a short period. For this strategy, you wake up, don't move at all, not even your eyes, fall back to sleep, and keep awareness on your body for the sleep paralysis wave to come. The second strategy is the long period. You wake up, get up, stay up for a while, and then go back to bed. Both approaches work well, but which one should you use? Going right back to sleep without moving makes it very easy to fall asleep again. However, it's also very likely that you'll fall completely asleep and not become lucid. Even so, this is the method that I use most because it requires no planning or effort. With option 2, where you get up from bed for a while, it's harder to fall asleep again. However, it is very likely that you will become lucid if you do sleep. Research by Dr. Stephen LaBerge has shown that getting up for an hour before going back to bed significantly increases lucidity. My personal experience, and most of the people I've advised, suggest that 45 minutes works slightly better than an hour. Several people who were not able to have success by staying up for an hour were able to have OBEs simply by changing the wakefulness period to 45 minutes. Waiting until you start yawning again is also a good rule of thumb. The amount of sun you get has a giant impact on your ability to have OBEs because your body needs sun in order to make serotonin. Get at least an hour of outside sunlight at daybreak and sundown. Those are the best times to get sunlight without risk of sunburn because the sun is so low in the sky. Then at night, make sure to turn the lights down for at least an hour or so before going back to bed. The body is not designed for the abrupt light-to-dark change that you get with artificial lighting. By turning the lights down gradually, you simulate sunset and greatly reduce the chance of insomnia. Finally, always avoid TV at night. The first problem with TV is that it prevents the gradual period of darkness that you need before sleep. The second problem is more subtle. Research by psychophysiologist Thomas Mulholland showed that within 30 seconds of watching TV, your brain enters an alpha state. There isn't anything wrong with an alpha state by itself. In fact, there are a lot of benefits to alpha brainwaves, which are beyond the scope of this section. The problem is that in alpha, the mind is much more suggestible than normal. Alpha is actually the state the brain enters in response to smoking pot. Watching TV is not the same thing as smoking pot, but that is the direction that TV is taking your brain by putting it in alpha. Herbert Krugman also showed that TV causes the left hemisphere to virtually shut down and the right hemisphere to become twice as active as the left. The left hemisphere is what the brain uses for critical thinking and analysis, while the right side is more emotional. This switch from left to right causes the brain to release a surge of opioids into the bloodstream, which has an anesthetic effect on the mind. This is why watching TV for a long time makes it feel like your brain has turned to mush. The combination of these three effects, first being awash in opioids, secondly having a numbed left hemisphere, and third being tuned to an alpha state, leaves the brain very susceptible to suggestion. Brain mush mode opens the gate for all the commercials and other stuff on TV to go directly past the mind's usual critical thinking defenses. If you go to sleep in that state, it leads to hazy dreams. If you do have an OBE in that state, it's very unlikely to be very clear. In the next section, we'll cover the fastest way ever to have OBEs and lucid dreams. This technique is the missing piece that I wish that I had known when I first started doing OBEs. It's called the timer method, and allows you to cheat and easily trigger as many OBEs as you want without using visualizations at any point. But before you do that, come pick up your free Lucidology 101 Lucid Dream and OBE Induction Explorers Kit at lucidology.com, which has everything you need to have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. One of the many things you'll get in it is my report titled, How Many of the 7 Biggest OBE and Lucid Dream Mistakes Are You Making? I see people make these same mistakes over and over because virtually all the books on OBEs actually tell people to make these mistakes. So in your kit, you'll find out exactly which of these 7 giant mistakes are holding you back and see exactly what you need to do to quickly fix those mistakes. You'll also get my report titled, The Complete 8-Step Diagram to Trick Your Body into Falling Asleep to Have Your First OBEs and Lucid Dreams. A lot of the people that I've showed these tricks to have written in to tell me that these steps were what enabled them to have their very first OBEs even after everything else they had tried failed. In fact, a lot of them had their very first OBEs the very first night they used these 8 tricks. Make sure you click the link at the top of this video to subscribe to this YouTube channel so you can get even more free OBE videos that are on the way. There's a whole bunch of great free stuff that I had to send you, so head over to lucidology.com and download your free OBE Induction Explorers Kit. I'll see you there.